Hello, my name is Jasmine Poole, and on this week's news story, I will be interviewing Dr. Teresa McNeil on her journey on becoming an assistant professor, her amazing attributes on conflict management, and her insight on getting a PhD.
Okay, so today we have on our station Ms. Teresa McNeil. Hey, Ms. Teresa, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Jasmine, how are you? Doing well, thank you.
Okay, so first and foremost, I would like you to just tell the listeners about yourself, your career, your profession, just a little bit about who you are and what type of credentials that you have as being Ms. Teresa McNeil.
Okay, sure, yeah. So I'm currently an assistant professor of teaching at University of Tampa. Prior to this, I worked at Florida Southern College for about 8 years, working with students in their study abroad program. So I traveled quite a bit, like probably to 35 countries or so, working with them. And the students would worked with a program called Up With People, and then I would go to the students 3 times a semester and teach them in person, and then the rest was online. So I kind of did, they had a partnership with Up With People, Florida Southern. So I took on that role for 8 years, but now I've been at University of Tampa for three years. And then originally I'm from Philadelphia, and I sort of have lived all over, but I got my doctorate, my PhD at the University of Connecticut. There I was studying interpersonal communication, specifically how conflict affects our personal relationships. Mm-hmm. So at University of Tampa, I'm in their communications department as well. And then I primarily teach those kind of similar courses, so interpersonal communication, something we have called the dark side of communication, which is more of like the I'm going to say scarier forms of communication in terms of like stalking and infidelity and those kind of difficult activities that happen. But then I also teach conflict there and also public speaking. So I kind of do a little bit of everything. But then for my research, I also do a lot of conflict communication. But I also am interested in holistic health. So I've kind of taken on this other side project where I started traveling to areas of the world called blue zones that where people live longer than usual lifespans.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I've kind of just, so I kind of sort of navigated into like sort of health communication slash persuasive communication in terms of like disseminating the information to other people on how they can also, and get them to also buy into how they can live a holistic life. Mm-hmm. And potentially live longer, but not just that, more of like health span, where it's like you're living not just necessarily longer, but you're living your best health life while you're here. Like you feel good, you've got a lot of energy, you're minimizing sickness, that kind of stuff.
Wow. You do a lot, Teresa. I'm very impressed. Oh my gosh, that's so interesting. I would love to, if I was at UT, I would love to take your class. Like, you speak on like conflict, and I think most things people probably don't like to get in, but it's reality. It's what we can go through as a person. You can go through those different things. So that's super, super, super cool. I really like that. I did some research on you. I don't know if you still do this or not, but did you have like your own training that was called TMK training?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So a few of my colleagues and I from Florida Southern, and actually one of them, Jobia Keys, is at University of Tampa now. But her and my other colleague, Pamela Dykes, we worked with some companies, some local companies in the Tampa Bay area. And we just basically helped them with leadership and communication, like trying to facilitate better communication within the companies and giving them some tricks and tips to help them, you know, basically facilitate their communication better so that, you know, the workflow and the productive nature of their work environment would be better.
Right.
So, yeah, I did that. We did that for a while. In 2020, with COVID, it kind of subsided a little bit because nobody was really doing in-person, you know, seminars and things with our companies. Originally I was going to try to do it online, but then, you know, it just sort of got, people didn't really want to do it at all because they were worried about, you know, their budgets and also just keeping all their employees, like, I don't know, going, I guess, because a lot of them were online. So it was just like kind of a chaotic time. So since then I haven't really done that. I've sort of kind of like pivoted in different ways, but I do want to actually develop some sort of like online course program for like either individuals or companies to utilize. So yeah, that's sort of like a future goal, but it's in the works.
Okay. I also seen where like you were like a mentor. Is that something that you've done or you still do?
Yeah, I worked, I think
as you a family might be referring mentor?
To the, oh, a mediator. Yes. So actually another colleague of mine at University of Tampa, Kristen Fultz, who's an actual attorney, she has her JD, who she kind of pivoted to higher ed teaching like 10 years ago. But yeah, so we actually both have our mediator license, and that's with conflict. So you can get it in different areas, but for mine specifically, it's in family mediation. So I have like helped out in the community. I've done just like some pro bono stuff.
Yeah.
I don't actually actively use it in terms of like clients and that sort of thing, but I do obviously utilize it in like my conflict classes, like disseminating the information to the students and so forth. And obviously like in my own professional personal life, it's helpful.
Okay. Yeah. Like I saw that. I was like, oh, wow, that seems kind of cool. Like for you to go in and just like help people to figure out
what
communications that they need to strive for or to work on or what they could do better or something like that. I was like, oh, that's really, really cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think you kind of already answered this a little bit, but like, I just have like questions like, what are you passionate about and what are your future goals? Like, do you have, because you have such great credentials and, you know, I honestly feel like you can make a difference in the world. And I honestly want to know, like, do you feel like you make a difference in the world? I feel like you do. I've seen all your credentials and all the amazing things that you do. And I was just like, wow, she really impacts. And like you said, you dabble and dibble in a lot of different things, but it's just really cool. Like, you know, I'm getting my master's right now. I'm in my last semester and, you know, I didn't think, you know, I should go and get my PhD, but, you know, listening to you and listening to your other colleague, that I interviewed last time. I can't think of her name right now. Miss McClemens, I think that was her name.
Yes.
And, you know, hearing you guys both brief over your PhD, I'm just like, gosh, maybe that's something I should look into because, you know, I don't know. I just love to see women, especially, you know, just pursue different things and being able to have those different elements, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I definitely like would encourage you to. I mean, it's definitely, definitely not for the faint of heart, but I always encourage, like, especially women to just go and do it because even though it's a long kind of journey, it happens like pretty quickly, like your master's, you know, which is amazing that you're getting that. But if you are interested in like diving more into the research element or, you know, something of that nature, then I always do like encourage it or just expanding your career.
Right.
But yeah, my super passions, like I mentioned before, is really helping people, you know, get to live like their best life. So as I said before, I'm like super interested in holistic health. So like mind, body, spirit. And part of that is like the conflict stuff. You know, obviously, if you can't communicate well, it's going to cause you a lot of like mental and physical anguish. But also just your like how you're living your life on the whole, you know, in terms of how you're dealing with stress and the foods you're eating, the things that you're exposed to, you know, kind of getting the lessons that I'm learning from the different areas of the world in the blue zones. Like I am compiling all of those as soon as I go to all the places. I'm almost done. And I'm going to write a book. Really just how like that has impacted me. And then unfortunately, like recently in my personal life, I ended up getting divorced, but how all of these, the lessons I learned like really got me through it and got me to the point where I was like, I don't think I can stay in this anymore because I was kind of like growing apart from my ex-husband just because I was sort of changing, learning all these lessons. I was trying to implement them in my own life and it was like, it was like opposite to what my ex-husband was doing. So yeah, so it's going to be kind of like, it's not really going to be like a purely academic book. It'll probably be more like, you know, pop culture because I'm like using my own life
experience.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of like an autobiography, I guess, but like to the mass people. Yeah. So that's like, that's probably like the most immediate goal. And then also starting like these online classes I was talking to you about or doing more like health comm coaching, like holistic health coaching where I would just either work with like a group or one-on-one to help people really implement some of these blue zone practices. Cause they're not, I mean, it's not difficult. It's just, getting the education about it and then being able to like, just implement these small changes in your life, you know, that really make a difference.
Right. Well, congratulations. I wish you the best of luck with your new book. I know that'll be very, you know, self elaborating and self absorbing to yourself and your personal experiences. So that's amazing and good luck with you on that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You pretty much answered pretty much everything. I was going to ask you another question, like what impacts you, like as a professor, assistant professor, professional, with your mediator, your TMK, all of that. And then I was going to ask, do you have any encouraging words for any college students or anyone who's interested in going into college or furthering their career?
So in regards to, did you want me to answer the other question too?
Yeah, you can. What impacts you? Yes, ma'am.
I think what impacts me is just looking around and seeing like the need for so much that people need help with, you know, like, so I got into teaching, obviously I've always, like when I was in college, I was part of an AmeriCorps program helping with, underprivileged kids with reading programs, like in the inner city in Boston. So like, I've always sort of wanted to help people in some way. That's sort of like the nature of me. That's kind of like what gets me up in the morning, my purpose. So like, that's sort of what impacts me. Looking around and seeing what the need is. And obviously I'm one person. I can't solve the entire world's issues, but I always tell my students, if one person just finds something that they're passionate about and focuses on that, you can slowly make the world a better place, you know? So that kind of impacts me. And then the need to help the next generation, like to give them the information that is needed to educate them so that they can make the world better. So that's really important. And then I think your second question was, what advice would I give to my students just in general?
Yeah, correct. Yes, ma'am.
I think going back to what I just said, like find something, just at least one thing that you're passionate about and what gets you up in the morning, that is going to be your purpose. And then when you find your purpose, which is usually linked to a passion, you know, then you really don't feel like you're working necessarily. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, I hate work, it's like stressful. And yeah, I'm not saying if you find your purpose, it's not going to be stressful, but at least you'll be doing something that matters to you. And that kind of that coincides with like the whole education thing. Obviously, I'm super passionate about education, obviously, because I feel like the more education you have, the more doors open and the more we can critically think, the more we're aware. And so it's like it opens so many doors. So I'm super like a proponent of education in all ways. Like if you want to continue to be educated for your degrees, but also self-education, like teaching my students to, like I said, critically think what to look for. That's citations that are, you know, better than others, and, you know, just how to navigate the world of the web and all the excess of information. So all of that stuff, but in general, educating yourself, I'm such a proponent for it, and getting your degrees and so forth, because it just allows you to see the world differently and opens up more doors for you.
Right. Absolutely. I can definitely be a witness to that. Yes, you're absolutely right. And also, not just having a degree is nice, you know, it's good to look, have, or but whatever, but it also makes you look at the world differently as well. You're more self-aware of what's going on differently on how you think. You're absolutely right. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that is it, Miss Teresa. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this interview with me.
Of course.
Today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ms. Teresa. So I'll see you next time, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Jasmine. Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
As Dr. Teresa McNeil was saying, having those conflict management skills are very important to have to learn how to deal with those difficult times in life. And like always, my name is Jasmine Poole, and thanks for listening on this week's news story on Dr. Teresa McNeil on conflict management, communication skills, and being more educated for life awareness.